Portions of this podcast have been edited due to copyright.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:31. It is August 13th. Thursday morning. Thank you all for being here. It is great to have you almost to the weekend and a real rainy one. I was looking at the weather forecast this morning and it was like high today of 89. And I was like, oh, brr, it's time to take out the hoodies. Like I wore a hoodie today. I'm so excited. I'm like ready to wear the warm stuff.
The 89s, I'm dying. We're like, please just get us to double digits.
Oh, I was so excited about that. It's like I have my whole like fall and winter wardrobe. It's only 75 degrees right now. And I know normally that's like normal, but I was like, oh, brr, it's freezing today.
Get a beanie out in your gloves.
Yeah, for sure. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. Last night was an interesting one. My friends dropped off their dog because they're going to a wedding in San Diego and we're dog sitting for them. And their flight was supposed to leave at like, I don't know, 8 or so. And they looked on the app. They said, oh, no, our flight got delayed. We're like, oh, probably because all the strong winds coming in. It doesn't leave till 9. I'm like, perfect. Let's go get some takeout. And then the app updated and it went back to their normal scheduled flight.
Oh, that is the worst. That has happened to me before too.
So they're like, no, we're not gonna make it. I'm like, let's drive you guys to the airport anyway, just to see if like they could do anything for you, even though you're probably not gonna make your flight. So they get to the counter and they said, sorry, the best we can do is put you on standby for the next morning at 6 a.m.'s flight. So they basically had to go back home, figure everything out, call the airline and get frustrated because everybody at the counter was complaining like, you guys are the ones that switched it, by the way, twice. They said, oh, it's delayed. No, it's back to normal. No, it's delayed. No, it's back to normal. And so everybody at Harry Reid around that corner with counter was so frustrated. I'm like, I'm so sorry you guys have to deal with that.
I feel like if you delay it to later, you have to keep it there, even if it comes in. Like, that's your fault. Now people are going to show up later. It's not on them to have to get there 10 minutes ahead. Like,
yeah.
I've done the same thing has happened to us before where I was like, oh my gosh, we're going to be delayed by 2 hours. Let's try to get an earlier flight. So then I switch the flight and then the original flight goes back to normal. And I'm like, now I'm leaving an hour later because you told me. And it was, yeah, it's just a mess. I think they need to make some sort of rule with that.
Yeah. So that was my night. How was yours?
It was good. It was good. Just kind of hung out, watched Big Brother last night this season. I just dislike so many of the people on that show.
But you have to keep watching.
I have to keep watching. So we did that last night. What else did we do? I was just loving the rain. The rain was so nice to just kind of break things up after this like brutal summer and just get ready for the weekend. Looking forward to that. So not a lot here, but super excited about the show this morning because we've got those Backstreet Boys tickets. Oh my gosh. I get so many messages about this. How do I win these Backstreet Boy tickets to see them at the Sphere? And it's really easy. In the 9 o'clock hour, we are going to be giving you the Backstreet Boys keyword of the day. And when you hear that keyword, you want to make sure that you text it to our contest text line, which is 20357. So write that down. Don't do it to our normal number where you call us or text us to comment on something. It's our contest line number 20357. So that's coming up this morning. So much to get to. Let's do it. Let's start the show.
You're listening to Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Do you think that the youngest kid in the family gets away with everything? Or is that whole baby of the family thing actually a myth? Well, I feel like this is one of those things that every family kind of fights about. The oldest kid swears that the youngest kid never had a curfew, never got in real trouble, basically raised themselves, you know. But the youngest is sitting there like, actually, I've spent my entire life being told I'm the fun one and the easy one, but nobody ever asks how exhausting that is. And that's what therapists are actually backing up now. They're saying that the whole like spoiled child stereotype is kind of a lie that we've all just kind of believed over the years. Yeah, like some of the younger kids, sure, they do get more freedom because the parents are tired by the time you get to number three or four. But, you know, I get it. I lived it. But a lot of the youngest siblings say they don't feel spoiled at all. They feel underestimated. They feel dismissed. They still are treated like the baby, even if they're paying their own mortgage, you know, and that whole fun, easygoing peacemaker label, it comes with a lot of pressure, too, because you end up like performing for everyone and you don't ever really get to be yourself. And I never really thought of it that way.
You know, I feel like I am more of the youngest child or the youngest sibling because I had two older brothers growing up. And I was the youngest sibling till I was about 10 years old, which was basically the majority of my childhood. But I was very, very spoiled. Like, and I don't know if it's because I was the youngest. I think it's because I was the first grandchild from my dad's grandparents, my dad's parents.
Do you think it maybe could have been also because you were a girl?
I think that too.
Yeah.
A girl. And then I was so into like being in the spotlight, like with dance and stuff. So like, oh my God, we want to spoil her by putting into her all these dance classes. Classes and going to all her shows. But I did feel at one point when my brothers started to get in their 20s and 30s that I started to feel like I was parenting them sometimes at the age of 13 and 14. And maybe because I was more mature for my age, I don't know. I just didn't feel that like spoiledness ended really quickly at the age of 12, 13.
Yeah, I think, you know, I do think birth order has, I feel like it's just one tiny little piece of who you turn into as an adult, right? I think we put more emphasis on it than it really deserves. But I see the one thing I see about the youngest for sure is the peacekeeper attitude. Mm. They like my little brother. He is the peacekeeper in the family. He is good to everyone. He, you know, wants to make sure everyone is happy. He never talks poorly about anyone else to anyone. He is just like, he is the good, neutral Switzerland of the family. Go ahead.
Sorry, do you think that it was like a people-pleasing type as well? Or just like, no, everybody needs to get along?
I think he just feels a responsibility that was never given to him. He just kind of felt it and took it. But I like it. I just always know that you can talk to him, no judgment, kind. Just good person.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're the youngest, did you actually get away with everything? Or were you like, were you carrying more than people give you credit for? That's, I think, the surprising thing about this study is that the youngest gets labeled as having life so easy, but there's also so much pressure on them, you know?
Did you say that in the beginning that youngest children or the youngest sibling feels like they're also taking care of themselves?
Yeah, because a lot of the parents don't think they need to do anything because, you know, they'll be fine, you know?
Or just, like their siblings are raising them.
Yeah, so we're getting some texts here. Did your golden child sibling, you know, earn it? Or, did you just let them off the hook because they were the youngest one? This one says, I'm the youngest of four. I promise you, I got away with nothing. My siblings just remember it wrong because they were too busy being mad at each other. This one says, my little sister still calls my parents for money at 29. And they just give it to her. Meanwhile, I've been paying my own car insurance since I was 17 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, there's something to that. I do. My mom does give my brother money all the time.
Yeah.
Just because she's like, oh, you were so nice to take me to this. Here's some money.
And they think they're the baby forever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This one says, my little brother is the golden child and he knows it and he uses it. Man got out of a speeding ticket by calling our mom to cry on the phone with the officer.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Thursday, August 13th. It is 6:03. almost to the weekend. Hopefully your week is going well. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. Yes, the muggy weather, huh?
Yeah, we had tons of rain last night, like a lightning, thunder. We were like, whoa, this is kind of cool. Yeah, it was really, I liked it. At first I didn't hear it because I was on the downstairs floor. We have a two-story house, and I can't really hear the rain from downstairs. And so my daughter was upstairs. She texts me. She's like, is it raining outside? And I was like, I wrote back, I'm like, I don't think so. And so just out of curiosity, I went and looked outside. Downpour. I was like, oh, I guess I can't hear the rain because the roof's not above my head. And so, yeah, it was really coming down on the west side of town.
I love how you and your daughter are texting while you guys are in the same house.
Yeah, we FaceTime and text. We do not run upstairs. We don't run downstairs. That's just the way it is. Maybe it's like a Gen Z thing.
Maybe.
I don't know, but I'm all for it. I have my lazy moments. I was reading, just speaking of Gen Z, this study out this morning, and I don't know if I believe it, but maybe you guys do. There's a study out. It's kind of bad news for basically a century. Every generation has scored higher on standardized testing than the one before it. You know, smarter than their parents, smarter than their grandparents. And so every generation, it's an upward climb, right? And now they're saying for the first time in modern history, that just stopped, and Gen Z is scoring lower than the generation before them.
Oof.
And it's not just one category. It's everything. It's attention, memory, literacy, executive function, general IQ. Just the whole scoreboard is dropping. And the researcher behind the study isn't even like dancing around why. He's pointing straight at screens, saying teenagers just spend roughly half their waking hours staring at one. And his advice is pretty blunt. He says, cut the screen time or watch it get worse with the next generation coming up behind them.
That is scary. I've actually talked to James about this eventually when we have kids. It's like, what are we going to do when their generation of kids grows up? Like, it's harder, I feel like, than ever to, when you see at restaurants or out in public, all the iPad kids or the middle schoolers or elementary school students having iPhones. That's what blows my mind. And Gen Z, I feel like the Gen Z people in my life, they're so smart.
Yeah, I go back and forth on this too, because I do also like see a lot of really intelligent Gen Zers. But then for every smart one you see, maybe there's a not so smart one. The one that worries me the most, though, is Gen Alpha. Gen Alpha concerns me because they basically were born with an iPad in their hand, raised on all the brain rot videos.
Yes.
Like, it's like that's all the skibbity toilet and the fast cuts and the zero attention span required. And so if Gen Z has already kind of dipped, at least they remember a world before smartphones, at least, right?
Do they really?
Yeah, I mean, my daughters do. They remember when the iPhone came out. They didn't have one. So they do remember that, but I worry about Gen Alpha.
My nephews are Gen Alpha. They start high school next week, which is so crazy to even think about. But one of my nephews, it's really hard to get him out of his shell and just to speak to his family members. And that's what worries me. I'm like, this guy should be like, you know, having a little bit more conversations with people, and he's not.
Yeah.
How do we get that to that point?
I don't know that you do. I think it's just a generational thing. It's interesting. We just got a couple texts here. This one says, my daughter asked me what a checkbook was last week. Oh my gosh. This one says, brain rot is a real medical term now. I looked it up. That alone should scare everybody. Yeah, those videos, I watch them and I'm just like, whoa, I'm so surprised it's entertainment, you know?
Yeah. And there's a lot of teachers venting on social media right now about one of her students didn't know the months in order of the year, like January, February, March.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's scary too, the literacy part of it.
Yeah, definitely. Something needs to be done. But the question is what? Because I don't know that you're going to be able to pry those iPads out of their hands, but we'll see. So a lot coming up on the the show this morning. Coming up in less than an hour at 7 o'clock, we've got your tickets to see Lindsay Sterling. She is going to be performing an amazing holiday show at the Venetian. And we've got your tickets at 7 with Beat Mercedes. 7:30, we've got your tickets to see Benson Boone. He's going to be here tomorrow night over at T-Mobile Arena. And we want to send you to the show with the Mega Minute. And then, of course, in the 9 o'clock hour, be listening for the Backstreet Boys. Keyword of the day, when you hear that, you're going to want to text it to our contest text line, which is 20357, and you could possibly win a ticket to see the Backstreet Boys at Sphere. That is all on the way, but coming up next, we have What's Trending. The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, he has conquered wrestling, he's conquered Hollywood, and now he has set his sights on a music career, and his first song is a personal one for his daughters. We're going to play some of it for you coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
The Rock is trending this morning. The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. Is there anything that he doesn't do? You know, wrestling, movies, tequila business. And now I guess he wants to add recording artists to the list. So Dwayne Johnson, he has released a new song called Your Dad. And he says he's seriously interested in exploring music beyond this one song. Now, the song is a ballad that he co-wrote with Iam Tongi, who won American Idol in 2020. And the song is for The Rock's three daughters, Simone, Jasmine, and Tiana. And the story behind how they wrote it is pretty sweet. So Tongi originally sent him a song called My Dad, which was inspired by his late father. So The Rock said he listened to it and he started crying. But he's talked before about having a complicated relationship with his own dad, Rocky Johnson. And so he wasn't ready to sing a song about him quite yet. So he asked Iam Tongi, hey, what if we turn this around and made it a song from me to my daughters? And then it became Your Dad. Okay. So the song is part of Moana Voices Across the Ocean, which is a companion album connected to the live action Moana. And let's take a listen. This is, let's see how it starts here. This is Your Dad, Dwayne Johnson. I'm getting Jack Johnson vibes from
right now. Immediately. Banana pancakes.
Yes. Okay. What do you think?
I'm already getting teary-eyed.
Oh, you are?
Beautiful. I think, well, I'm not listening for like to criticize. I'm listening to just hear about the lyrics.
Yeah, I'm not listening to criticize either, but I'm having a hard time separating The Rock from this song. I just keep seeing The Rock, and it's not connecting, or it's connecting too much. I'm having a hard time separating The Rock the singer with The Rock the wrestler and The Rock the actor. So that's why I'm kind of like, I'm not laughing at him. I'm just like, oh my, this is just, it's blowing my mind. It just doesn't seem, it doesn't match, I guess is the word I'm doing. Let's go further into the song here. That's very sweet. Very sweet.
Aww. Like his daughters are even in the song. I don't know if you've seen the music video, but maybe that's why. Because when I hear the song, I'm envisioning the music video, which he features his daughters when they were born in the hospital, growing up, doing hula dancing, and then on the red carpet with him. So I'm envisioning that.
He's very sweet, and that's a very, very heartfelt song. You can feel the love. But yeah, I'm having a hard time separating the two. Maybe if I listen to it a little more. We already know the man has one gigantic song under his belt. 1.8 billion views on YouTube for this. So we might be entering the country soul era of The Rock, and we'll see how that goes for him. He definitely has the talent, and that is what's trending.
Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
Okay, raise your hand if you have ever heard of the Disney theory.
I don't think so.
This is an interesting theory, and I just came across this week on social media. Never heard of it, but I was intrigued because, I mean, I love Disney. Like, I want to know what this theory is. So it was something that someone posted. in regards to what their therapist told them. Their therapist told them about something called the Disney theory. And the theory is this, that sometimes you don't realize how heavy real life has felt for you until you walk into Disney and then something softens. Has anyone felt that before? Like, life is lifing and you've got stuff to deal with. And then you walk in and you hear the sounds, you smell the smells. This is literally what they wrote. It says, sometimes you don't realize how heavy real life has felt until you walk into Disney and something in you finally softens. Because one minute you're carrying all the normal adult stuff, the bills, the stress, the schedules, the laundry, the work, the mental list of everything you should probably be doing. And then suddenly you're there, you hear the music, you smell the popcorn, you see the castle, you watch a kid wave at a character like it's the biggest moment of their life. And for a second, everything feels lighter, not because your problems disappeared, not because real life isn't waiting for you when you get home, not because Disney magically fixes anything, but because the little part of you that still believes in magic gets to breathe for a minute. That's what Disney does. It reminds you of being little. It reminds you of family trips. It reminds you of the version of yourself who used to get excited about the smallest things. A song, a smell, a ride, a snack, a parade, a walk down Main Street. And maybe that's why so many adults love Disney so much, because we're not trying to escape reality forever. We're just trying to remember that joy still exists.
Oh my God, my little Disney heart.
Oh my gosh.
I think the thing that gets me when I go to Disneyland is the sign right before you enter the little cave. It says, here you leave today and enter the world of yesterday, tomorrow, and fantasy. And whenever I see that sign, it's like, ah, here we go. I'm at my happy place.
There's just something that does, I feel that lightness happen. And it's like you're so stressed out about life. And then you go in there and then all of a sudden it's like, let me breathe again, you know?
The weight lifts.
Yeah.
Yes.
Does that theory hit for you too? 702-364-9400. Is there a place, a smell, a song, anything that makes the heaviness of adult life just lift for a second for you? And here's the other part I want to know. When Disney isn't an option, what do you use to chase that feeling? What is it for you that takes that heaviness away? 702-364-9400.
It has to be my adult Disneyland, Costco. Every time I enter Costco, it's that sound when you scan your membership. Beep, 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 beep. And right when I'm entering, what's on sale? Am I going to get toilet paper for $5 off? Or am I going to buy a Lego set of Pikachu for $20 off? Things I don't need, $1.50 hot dog, wrestling over the last rotisserie chicken. I don't know. There's something about Costco that just puts me in a happy place. And it makes my time like go slower just walking with James and looking at all the sales. There's something about Costco that needs to be studied on why I love it so much.
I love it too, but I think it triggers me in a way that I get anxious. It doesn't put me in, it puts me in a happy place, but I also get like almost I'm overstimulated because I'm looking at too much. Whereas Disney, it's more of like a, whew, you know what I mean? But I totally get it. I understand like the Costco just feeling. It's like there's so much fun stuff to look at. And
yes.
I could be here for a couple of hours, too.
I love dilly-dallying at Costco. And I also think that we've studied the hours. Like, we go on the less busy hours, like Friday nights or Saturday nights. Do not go on a Saturday afternoon because you will get overstimulated.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot. We have our buddy Corey on, and you have a similar one. What is it that brings you that happy feeling, Corey? Good morning.
Good morning, gang. You know, it's so simple. I mean, really. Scan and go at Sam's Club. I see people waiting in line. Huge lines. I scan my card. Deuces.
Yes.
That is, I mean, the simplicity of it all is just so mind-boggling that we have that technology. And I could see where that would be so exciting for you. It's like, I don't have to deal with any of this stuff. We're getting some texts here. This one says, burning a fall candle in July. I don't care. It works every time. It brings me calmness and serenity. There is something about smelling the fall scents, like the pumpkin and the apple and all that, at a time that it's like not supposed to be that time. It's like, oh, yes.
The pumpkin, and then Christmas too, like putting up Christmas decorations. There's something about it.
Yeah, it brings you that happiness for sure.
What about you, Mercedes?
I think for me, it's concerts. I just, when I go to concerts, I disconnect from all the problems that I have, the bills and all that. I walk in and all of a sudden I am just like there, and I get mad at myself sometimes because I don't like have a lot of pictures and videos from concerts because I'm so in the moment, just trying to be there and enjoy it. And it's like with BTS, like I have seen them in concert so many times now, and I'm gonna go see them more times. And it just brings me so much joy and so much happiness that
BTS
I don't care.
Also needs to be studied. I've seen them twice. I'm not the biggest fans, but there's something about going to their concerts that is transformed. They transformed Allegiant Stadium when they were here. It's just, it's mind-boggling.
Yeah, there's something about it that just brings you joy. Lots of texts coming in. For me, it's the smell of sunscreen. I'm instantly 7 years old and at my grandparents' pool. Derek says, I put on Bruce Springsteen in the truck and I'm 17 again. No bills exist in that moment. And then this one from Priya says, my Disney theory is Trader Joe's at 9 a.m. with nobody in there.
Ooh.
Which one do you go to? Because when I go at 9 a.m., it's packed like to the gills. Okay, well, a new survey just confirmed something we've all suspected about ourselves as we navigate through daily life. We're broke and we're pretending that we're not. 74% of 18 to 25 year olds admit they've spent their money on things they did not have, like on the money they didn't have, just to keep up with their friends. And the older millennials and Gen X are not much better. 76% of 25 to 35 year olds are saying the same thing. The 66 and up crowd is over here overspending to fit in, which tells you this isn't just a Gen Z problem. This is being a human around other humans' problem, you know? And you want to know where the money's going? Dining out.
Really?
Dining out. No, nearly 80% of the youngest group said that they have overspent just to split a check that they didn't want to split, followed by, you know, nights out, group trips, which, you know, if you've ever been the one person in the group chat trying to explain, you know, why you can't do a trip right now because the finances are there. You already knew that number was coming.
Yeah, I thought number one would be trips. Like, oh no, all the girls are going but me. Am I opening up a credit card or what do I have to do to go?
It's brutal. Things are so freaking expensive right now. And there's things that we've talked about, like, oh, you know, we want to get a new couch. Like, we've been looking at couches. I'm like, they're just too expensive right now.
I told you guys yesterday about the whole TV stand situation.
Yeah.
Even though it's on sale, I'm like, dude, we can't afford it. We're going to have to work with the one we got off Facebook Marketplace for another year.
Something you
got
to do, you know? Also this morning, someone in Quincy, Illinois is not going to show up to work this morning. And that is because a single ticket sold there hit the entire $1 billion Powerball jackpot with a cash value of over $450 million.
Wow.
Yeah, the biggest Powerball prize of the whole year, the eighth biggest in the history of the game. Think about that for a second. One person, one ticket, and their entire family tree just change direction. So, you know, they're like, there's someone out there is trying to like figure out if they're related to you right now because they want a part of that cash.
I can't imagine winning the lottery. I'd be like, literally your lives are changing tomorrow. You're going to have to get all these people to protect you. Where do you even start when you win the lottery?
I think the first thing I would do, sign the ticket, put it away where no one can find it, like hide it, and then contact my lawyer and my financial advisor. And okay, those are the only two people I tell. And then I say, now what do I do?
Do you change your numbers? Do you guys get security? Like, what? Like with an amount that's crazy. I'm talking like, $100 million.
Yeah, just go into hiding pretty much.
Yeah, I think you would have to. I think, yeah, I don't know how else you would navigate that. And I would not tell anyone. I wouldn't tell my friends. I would maybe tell my mom.
Would you tell Matt?
Of course. Of course. Yeah.
But no,
absolutely. I would tell him. We're going to go on every trip imaginable after that. But I don't think I'd even tell my siblings. I would keep it a secret from them.
Do you delete your social media?
If I am doing this incognito and nobody knows that I won, no.
Okay.
But if they find out, yes, it's gone.
Oh, okay. So I find out, you delete your social media, I'm putting two and two together.
Yeah.
Well, she's been on a lot of trips lately.
Yeah. That's very true. It's funny because the second this news broke that someone hit it, this report came out about how people are using ChatGPT to pick their numbers for Powerball. And like, let's clear this up right now. It can't help you win. Powerball odds are 1 in 292 million, and no chatbot is reaching, you know, reading the future for you. But numbers that hit last week, they're not warm numbers that haven't hit yet. Like, it's just a randomized kind of thing. You know,
there's
certain numbers that do hit a lot just because they're kind of common, like in the middle kind of numbers, you know, but they say don't ask ChatGPT to do it. It's not going to tell you the future.
Just put your birthday, yeah, your kid's birthday.
Exactly. Yeah. Finally, this morning, a gas station in New York has decided the real secret to saving money is public humiliation. Sunoco of Half Moon has offered their customers 20% off of their total bill if they dance on camera for at least 15 seconds, and people are not hesitating. The videos are hilarious. We'll have to post some of them.
Yes.
They're so cute. Twerking, full commitment, Michael Jackson spins, grown adults just giving it everything they have, you know, at the gas pump in broad daylight, all to save a few bucks a gallon. One guy walked away $15 richer, and the video is sitting at almost like 10 million views, which that's probably worth more to him than a discount, you know? The station says the challenge is done for now, but more games are coming. So I think we need to find a gas station to do something like that here locally. I think that'd be great.
Are you guys, would you guys do something like this?
100%. 100%.
What dance moves are you guys
doing? I don't know. I'm not the greatest dancer, but I would probably do something like, you know, I could moonwalk, do some Michael Jackson, maybe like
I could see you dugging.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd probably do something like that. What about you?
For me? Oh, no, I'm twerking.
Yeah, twerking. Put your hands on your knees.
Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
CCSD's new school year kicked off on Monday, and it was the biggest schedule shakeup in years. Middle schoolers now start here at 7:30. High schoolers start at 8:30. Elementary at 9:15. All in the name of letting teenage brains actually wake up before they go to class. And the superintendent, Joan Ebert, kind of framed it as a research-backed win for grades. Attendance, mental health, said there was a 99% teacher fill rate on day one. But the rollout, from what I've seen and heard, seems to be a little rocky. How has it been for you all who are in it? Has the school year gone well? Have there been some issues? 702-364-9400. What I'm seeing, buses have been running up to half an hour late. Some routes didn't even show up at all. Like kids at Thurman White Academy, I believe, they spent like an hour and 20 minutes like each way stuck in transit. CCSD says it transitioned to this upgraded routing and scheduling platform in June. And they say, yes, there were challenges. They said, please give us some grace. But, you know, meanwhile, there are all these posts that I've been seeing about, you know, kids showing up to classrooms with no teacher there, no HVAC, no air conditioning in the classes.
No way.
Yeah. And it's 95 degrees in the classroom and they have no AC. So now that the honeymoon phase is over a little bit and everybody's had a couple of days to actually live with it, CCSD parents, students, teachers, How you liking it so far?
Let's talk about you and your daughter. I know she's a senior. Is she still driving to school?
Yeah, she's driving to school and, you know, no issues with that. And she doesn't like the start time, though. You would think, oh, she gets to sleep in later. She would love that. She doesn't. She's like, I'd rather just get up, get it over with, do what I got to do. She's like, yeah, I'm tired, but I'm still tired at 8:30. So it's like really not doing
we stay
anything.
Tired. It doesn't matter. Interesting.
And then she doesn't like staying so late because now her clubs are running late and all of her meetings are running late. And so she's not getting home until late. And so she personally is not the biggest fan, but I'm sure there's some kids that are liking it. You know, it's all, how does it work with your schedule? You know, 702-364-9400. Let's talk to Deborah. Deborah, you have a personal connection to all of this. What's going on?
I do. Good morning. My sister is a CCSD school bus driver and majorly being affected by all of this, of course. And here's the blame every day at the driver. So, you know, completely understand the change of the schedule for the student. However, what they did not do was change the schedule for the school bus drivers.
Really?
Correct. Exactly. So, you know, I know there's a lot of complaints with the parents saying, oh, the buses are late or this is that, you know. So their schedules were not affected. They didn't change the schedule of the school bus driver. And then, so you've got them starting their normal times, right? And then again, major thing in Las Vegas that none of us have any control over is traffic, right? That's a big part of it too. You know, you go down these streets and they're doing all of this construction and there's major traffic. And yes, children are going to be late to school. Yes, children are going to be late to be picked up. So it's a lot of factors that's affecting everybody. But I see a lot of the blame being put on the school bus drivers. And honestly, at the end of the day, it's not their fault because they're only doing what they can do. They're doing their best to get your children, you know, picked up on time and dropped off on time.
That's such an important message, Deborah. I'm really glad you called because, yeah, they're literally just trying to do their job. And there are a lot of other factors that weren't taken into account when changing this. And, you know, they're not the bad guy here. They're just trying to get your kids to and from school safely. Thank you so much for calling. Let's talk to Valerie. Valerie, good morning. How's the school year going for you
so
far?
It's kind of crazy because I have a son in middle school at Thurman. He goes at 7:30, and then my older son goes to Green Valley, which is at 8:30, and they're only right down the street. So I have 45 minutes at least to wait till he goes to school because we live too far to drive back and forth. All our gas is wasted.
So what did you do before? What were the start times before? High school was 7. What was middle school before?
It was like 7:15.
Oh, wow. So maybe that's why the bus problems, because they were so like spread thin for such a short period of time. But yeah, it's causing an issue for a lot of people. You know, I just want to say hang in there, but it's like, it's so frustrating. Thanks for calling. Hey, son, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what do you think so far? What challenges have you dealt with the new school year, or if any?
Well, I might be the minority here. But I do like having an early start to my day because it gives me time to drop off my daughter early before heading to work.
How old is your daughter? What grade?
She's in 6th grade.
Okay.
She just started at Bob Miller. So she's in double accelerated program, which is an even earlier start around 6:30 a.m. So early schedule really works out great for our family.
It sounds like the parents really like it early when it's their kid, but like if you have multiple kids, that's where the problems arise.
I can't imagine starting a class at 6:30 in the morning, at least at that age, but that's really cool that she's into it.
Well, yeah, those accelerated kids, they're all about learning. They love it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, son. Let's talk to Christina. Christina, you're an elementary school teacher. How is this all working out for you?
It's only 15 minutes of later start time, but it makes the day drag on so much. The kids, they're first graders, and they're so tired by 2 in the afternoon. they're still eating breakfast at the same time as last year, like at home. So when we have a 15-minute later lunchtime, they're starving. I'm starving. Like, I still am not used to it. And this is going into the fourth day.
Do you think that this is going to get better at some point? Or do you really want them to reconsider and maybe move it back at some point?
I totally get starting later for high school. I think it's great, but I think it's not good for elementary. And parents are having to drop their kids off at 9 a.m. for a 9:15 school start time. That's late for most parents at work. So I don't think it's going to get better.
Yeah, that's got to be really stressful. Just if you work a regular 9-to-5 and you have a kid in elementary school, and then you're like, do you just drop them off extra early? Do you show up late to work? Our text line.
I wanted to add to that because my son's in elementary school and it kind of doesn't make any sense. Like, he's still waking up the same time he did last year. So now we have an extra 15 minutes and we're just waiting around, waiting for the doors to open. And same thing getting out. Like, he gets out 15 minutes later, obviously. But again, I leave the house at the same time to pick him up. And we're kind of just waiting around now an extra 15 minutes for nothing? For what? It kind of doesn't make any sense for these elementary schoolers.
Yeah, well, some of the text lines are kind of reiterating that. This one says, my son is finally taking the bus starting the second grade, and I don't have to wait in line no more. That's a good thing. This one says, my freshman loves the new time because he can get up at 6:30 and have breakfast and have an hour to play games before he has to walk to school. This says start times are dumb. This one says my twin pre-K boys had a bus pick them up Monday, but no bus has shown up with no explanation for the last 2 days. I called yesterday and CCSD said a manager would call me back with information on why the bus was not there. No call as of yet. You can't just leave your kids and hope for the best.
I would be really interested to talk to the school bus drivers and see, like, what are they experiencing? Are they under more stress this year than the previous years and stuff like that?
Just talking to Deborah, whose sister was in it, it sounds like they've been left out of the loop on all of this. They're just showing up and doing their routes, but nobody's told them anything about, like, the start times and how things are going to change and the traffic changes and this and that. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it all goes. And we're only on day 4, so we'll see. All right, it is time to win. It is time for the Mega Minute. Caller 20 right now at 702-364-9400. You're going to get a pair of tickets to see Benson Boone.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Anna, you're caller 20. Good morning.
Woo-hoo. Good morning.
How you doing this morning?
Doing good. We're driving to work right now.
Oh,
I'm
you
driving my sister at least.
Oh, you have
with her in the car.
Your sister is Angela. Hi, Angela.
Good morning.
Hey, guys. All right, let's do this. Let's try to get you these tickets to see Benson Boone in concert tomorrow night with the Mega Minute. We have 10 questions all set, ready to go for you. You get 60 seconds to answer them. If you get them all correct, you are going to win. Now, if either one of you knows the answer, scream it out loud so we can move on to the next question, okay?
Okay.
All right, guys, if you are struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Which fruit is dried to make raisins?
Great.
Yes. In The Little Mermaid, what did Ariel have to give up to become a human?
Her voice.
Yes. What country? In what country would you find the Taj Mahal?
Dubai?
No. What TV show takes place in Pawnee, Indiana?
Pass.
Which automaker makes the Civic?
Honda.
Yes. In what country did gelato originate?
Italy.
Yes. What is the freezing point of water in Fahrenheit?
30 degrees Fahrenheit?
No. Which city will host the Summer Games in 2028?
LA.
Yes. James Earl Jones voiced which Star Wars character?
Vader.
Yes. What is your brother's daughter to you?
My niece.
Yes. In what country would you find the Taj Mahal?
with India.
India is correct. Oh, but unfortunately, we did not conquer the Mega Minute. There were a couple others that we got wrong or passed over. The Taj Mahal is India. You got that one. What TV show takes place in Pawnee, Indiana? That is the show Parks and Recreation. We would have accepted Parks and Rec also for that one. The freezing point of water in Fahrenheit. You were so close. You said 30 degrees. It's 32 degrees on that one. And I'm sorry, we can't make you a winner. You guys did a great job. I just didn't get it in that time. So that means caller 20 right now, we are going to give you these tickets, a pair of them to see Benson Boone tomorrow night at the T-Mobile Arena. That's going to be such a fun show. Caller 20, you get them right now. 702-3-
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Well, let's start with one that's probably hitting close to home for a lot of you right now. Americans are finally cracking open their bank statements and doing the thing that none of us want to actually do, which is read every line. And what we're finding is kind of embarrassing. New research says more than half of us have canceled at least one subscription in the last 6 months. And there's a clear pattern to what's getting axed. It's the stuff that we're paying for every month that we're not even using. And there's a lot of those things. Fitness subscriptions are at the top of the list. Gyms, Class Pass, even like those wellness trackers like Aura that charge you monthly just to tell you know, how badly you slept. Streaming and entertainment services are right behind them. Netflix, Hulu, Spotify, all the things that felt essential during the pandemic. And now it's just kind of like background noise that you're paying for. Premium credit cards are getting cut too. The ones with the big annual fees that promise you, you know, airport lounges and hotel points, but they end up costing you more than you actually use. And then there's the sneaky one, duplicate coverage, meaning people are realizing that they're paying twice for something that they already get free through another benefit or a card perk, you know, like certain, if you have a Disney membership, you get Hulu for free, but then you have a Hulu subscription you're paying for. So it's like, yeah, you shouldn't have to do something like that. People are finally going through. They say the average person spending about $111 a month on subscriptions total, and about $21 of that is just kind of evaporating on stuff they don't even use.
Are you a big advocate of like, we need to minimize the streaming services, or like, oh, I gotta watch Love Island on Peacock. I'm gonna do Peacock for just one show.
We keep them all, and we even have like cable. And I was telling my husband the other day, I'm like, why do we have this? Like, we don't watch movies on here. If we want to watch a movie, we stream it. And I'm like, let's cancel that. And he's like, okay, but then just so you know, when Game of Thrones is, or House of the Dragon's on, we're going to have to wait till the next day. And I was like, oh, never mind.
I'm notorious of doing all the free email or the emails for free 30 days. And I'm like we put it in our calendar a week before. So, for example, Apple TV, we are notorious for saying, okay, let's use your Gmail, then your Yahoo. And then do we do a work email?
Let's open a new email account.
And then, so I haven't caught up on Ted Lasso because of it.
It was such a good episode this week. Oh, my gosh. I want to watch it again. I loved it so much.
Yeah, it was funny.
I loved it. That show is so great.
I agree. Yeah.
It's just a happy show, you know? It puts you in a good mood.
Yeah, I really love Roy. The way he talks.
I would do an imitation of him, but, you know, FCC rules and stuff.
It's so funny how Brett Goldstein's characters are so different, like him on Shrinking and then him on Ted Lasso. It's like, it's hard to describe like his type of character.
You know who I love on the new season is the new coach, the women's coach.
Yes, I love her.
I love her. She is me. I am her.
I love it. Oh, I can't wait to watch it.
Also this morning, what character, parents, is currently running your house? Because a new survey polled parents and asked them exactly that. And the results it read like a full inventory of every toy that's currently in your kid's closet right now. For girls 3 to 8, Barbie is number one, followed by Bluey and then Elsa from Frozen, then Moana. But then here's the twist. Spider-Man cracks the girls' top 10, too, sitting right at number 8 next to Cinderella and Mickey Mouse. So I thought that was kind of cool. For the boys, Spider-Man takes the crown with Sonic the Hedgehog right behind him, then SpongeBob, then Superman. And Bluey is showing up strong on both lists, too, boys and girls, which tells you, you know, that show has officially taken over. Does your son have a certain character that he's obsessed with right now?
Yeah, so the first week of school, the teacher told him to bring in some of your favorite toys, and he's taking two toys. He's taking his Donald Duck like figurine he got at Disneyland and his little miniature Batman to class.
Oh, cool. The superhero versus the fun Disney character.
That's cute. And I know your girls are older, but what ruled your house when they were younger?
Oh, no, they still rule the house. My girls are still, they're perpetual kids. Like my oldest, she goes to the comic book store all the time. Oh, she just went yesterday.
Oh, nice.
And she got all these, like, she's reading these, what are they, like, the graphic novels? She read some Batman one the other day. And yesterday she went because there was some new Hello Kitty thing that came out. And she's all friends with the comic book store guy now, and they're all talking about stuff, so she's like so into Hello Kitty stuff
right
now.
Hello Kitty will forever, like, if you're a Hello Kitty fan from 3 years old, you are probably 35 and you still love Hello Kitty.
There's a Hello Kitty character. I learned something new. Let me see if I can.
Is it her twin sister?
It's one of the characters.
I always like the dog. What was his name? Poncho or something like that?
Is it Pom Pom Purin? Pom Pom Purin?
He looks like a dog.
A golden retriever puppy. So that's her favorite character in the Hello Kitty universe. And so she got a book, a comic book or something with it, and it came with these stickers. And she says to me yesterday, which sticker should I put on my notebook? And I was looking, there was four of them, and I was like, this one. And I pointed to it. She goes, the one with the butthole. And I was like, what?
She goes,
the one with the butthole? And I was like, what are you talking about? And I look, and this character has a little booty hole. And I'm like, oh my God. And she goes, this is the only Hello Kitty character that has a butthole.
Is it, so it's a dog. That's why? Could they have a butthole?
I don't know. But I was like,
I'm scared to Google that.
I was like, what? It's just a cute little thing on its butt. It's like a little asterisk. And it's like, this is a thing. And she's like, yeah, Pom Pom Purin is the only one that has a butthole.
My favorite was Pachaco, but mine now might be Pom
Pachaco.
Pachaco's my favorite, but might be Pom Purin with the booty hole.
Yeah, look at it. It's the cutest little booty hole you ever saw. It's like a little star.
I see it now. Stop. Why is it right underneath its tail?
I had no idea. I learned something new yesterday.
Wow.
Finally, this morning, Bumble just torched the one thing that made it different. Bumble is stretching the response window from 24 to 72 hours, so nobody's getting ghosted quite as fast. But here's the part that actually explains it. I guess nearly 2/3 of the women Bumble surveyed said they actually would rather have the guy message first. So the whole women first thing that Bumble built the whole company on, turns out a lot of their own users were not really liking it that much.
Maybe this might change the dating game, because I like it. I mean, if I were single, it would be nice to get the man to message me first. It feels a little bit chivalrous.
I can see that. And like, what? How do you start the conversation? What's your favorite Hello Kitty character?
It's
the
pomperini.
The one with the butthole. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and it is time for Jerk or Justified. What do you think? Is this person being a jerk, or are they totally justified? If you ever have a situation you want us to talk about on the air, you can remain anonymous. We can use a fake name, whatever you want. You can send us a DM through our social media, which is Mercedes in the AM, or easier, just send us an email through our website, mix941.fm. We got this email from Christina. Says, good morning, guys. My name's Christina. I'm such a huge fan of the show. I thought you guys could have a little fun with something that's going on with my roommate and me right now that's driving me crazy for Jerk or Justified. So my roommate, who I've been living with for 6 months, has yet to pay me for the cable and internet. She keeps telling me that when she gets some back pay from her job, she'll pay me. Meanwhile, she's watching cable and streaming, and it's all on me. My sister told me I should change the internet password and cancel the cable and just do streaming. That way, she'd have nothing. I didn't think it was a bad idea, but I know it will turn into a big fight. So, do you guys think I should do it? Would I be a jerk or justified if I did? I'm honestly starting to think she's never going to pay me. Thanks for your help, Christina.
Ooh.
Jerk or justified? To me, this one's not a clean jerk or justified. Like, there's a little bit of both mixed in. For me, I think canceling everything out of nowhere, no warning, no conversation, that would lean jerk side for me. But, I don't think you're ever going to get paid, Christina.
It's like no win-win, right?
Yeah, like, I wouldn't cancel it. I just say straight up, I need the cable and the Wi-Fi money by this date. Like, set a date, September 1st. Or I'm canceling it. And then, you know, when she has that date, it's up to her. And then after that, I that's what I would do. What do you guys think?
I think you are, Christina, so valid to be frustrated because it's been 6 months. That's a very long time. But if you just cancel or change the Wi-Fi password without telling her, it's giving passive aggressive. And I'm not down for passive aggressiveness. If I were your roommate that hasn't paid you, I would feel like a kind of a prisoner in my own home. So I feel like a conversation does need to be had.
Yeah, I definitely think someone needs to say something. The calls are starting to come in and the text lines are literally lighting up right now. Let's play Tame Impala and Jenny here really quick. As soon as this is over, we'll come back with your calls. Jerk or justified? Cancel, change the password, do it all after a conversation, or just say, you're done. 702-364-9400. Your calls are next. Mix 94.1. If you are just joining us, we are in the middle of Jerk or Justified right now. From Christina, she's been living with a roommate for 6 months. In that whole time, the roommate has not paid a penny towards the cable and the Wi-Fi bill. And every time Christina brings it up, it's the same line. It's like, when I get my back pay, I'll pay you back. Meanwhile, the roommate's still streaming, watching cable, using the internet every day, and Christina is the one paying for it. So Christina's sister told her, hey, change the Wi-Fi password, cancel the cable altogether, cut her off completely, let her figure it out. But Christina's not sure if that makes her a jerk or if she'd be justified in doing that. What do you think? 702-364-9400. Savannah, jerk or justified? Good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. She'd be totally justified. We're adults, and when bills are due, they get shut off if they don't get paid. And so 6 months is a long time, and her other bills are probably being paid. So I think she's completely justified to do that.
Yeah, it's like it shows you where you are on the list of priorities with people, like how quickly someone pays you back. And then you see them spending money on other stuff, and you're still not on the list. You're
going
like, wow.
Going on trips, buying coach bags.
I'm really low on this list, Savannah. Thank you so much for calling. Let's talk to Vanessa. Vanessa, good morning. Jerk or justified? What do you think?
Hey, I think your roommate can make or break the sanctity of your home. They have to talk it out first and maybe give her a couple weeks and say, I'm going to cut it off in a couple weeks because I can't pay for you and for me. I got my own bills to pay. So she's justified after talking.
I agree with you. It would be a jerk move to just do it flat out without saying a word. But if you explain the situation like you have until this date and then it's off, or you pay, and then maybe that will give her some inspiration. Thanks for calling, Vanessa. Let's talk to Derek. Hey, Derek, good morning. Jerk or justified? What do you think?
Good morning. So I think justified, but I have like advice for Christina because I strangely work for the cable and internet company. So she can create a roommate account where her roommate can pay for the cable herself.
Oh, so like you get billed half and half?
Well, no. So the internet would still be in one person's name. But if she doesn't want cable, but the roommate does, then the roommate can have the cable in her name.
Oh,
brilliant.
Yeah. Like, so she doesn't use the cable, cancel it on her name, but put it on the roommate's name. That's a great idea, Derek. I like it. Let's look at some of the texts we're getting. Rochelle says a simple answer, just tell the roommate that she can no longer afford handling the internet and the streaming services, so she's letting them go. And if and when the roommate gets enough money gathered up, maybe they can start the bill again as a shared bill. Kristen says, you're correct, she'll never pay you, so it's probably best to just change the internet password. But tell her in advance, don't let it be a big surprise. Charlie said, I would. If she complains, say you canceled it and you're connected to your phone hotspot And this one from Michelle says, this is why I live alone.
If only were that easy, right? Especially with the times today.
I know. I feel like all morning long we've been talking about how expensive things are and how much money we spend on stuff. And it's true. That's like such a huge part of our lives right now. So you need the help where you can get it. And I get it. You know, maybe you're struggling to come up with that money, but you can't put the burden on your roommate.
Yeah. And if she never pays you back, it looks like you're going to have to find a new roommate.
Yeah. And that's going to be even more expensive.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Elizabeth, you're caller 20. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing? What's going on this Thursday?
Oh, I'm just on my way to work.
Oh, let's make it a good day. Let's get you these tickets, a 4-pack of tickets to the Slotzilla Zip Line at downtown Fremont Street Experience. Pick a category. Do you want to go with put it in writing or roll with it?
Let's go with roll with it.
Roll with it. Okay. National Bowling Day was last week. So these are all things that are associated with bowling. Okay.
Okay.
All right. All we need is 6 and 60 seconds. I'm ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
We got this.
You guys do got this.
We
Your
got this.
60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
These are what you try to hit with the ball.
Pins.
Yes. This is what happens when you it doesn't go straight, it goes into the what?
Into the gutter.
Yes. This is when I hit all 10 pins, I just got a what?
Strike.
Yes. I bowl in mine, you bowl in yours, you're on the other side.
Lane.
Yes. This is where you go to bowl. Bowling what?
A bowling alley.
Yes. This is if you're a kid and you don't want it to go in the gutter, you'll use these.
Yeah, buddy bumpers.
Yes, we'll take it. You got it. Look at that, Elizabeth. Yay. With time to spare, too. That was nothing. Nice job. Congratulations. And now, not only are you an expert on bowling, you're going to be an expert on zip lining, too, because we just got a 4-pack of tickets for you to check out the Slotzilla Zip Line Downtown Fremont Street Experience. That is going to be so much fun. Congratulations. How much notice do you actually need before you can say yes to plans or no to plans? Are you the type of person who needs like a week's warning to even think about it? Or can someone just hit you up like an hour before and you're like, okay, yep, on my way. 702-364-9400. Some of us have smaller windows than others, right, Ramon?
Yes, exactly. And I'm one of those, hey, don't hit me up an hour before. Like yesterday, our coach's son, he was like, hey, I'm going to be at the park for a little practice. Can you bring Ramon? I was like, an hour, bro? You want me to be there in an hour? I was like, nah, man. For me to make plans, for me to even consider anything, I need at least a week.
A week?
A week. And that's a maybe. Like I said, I'll consider it.
So you didn't let him go? Did you guys have something going on?
No, I was just being lazy. I was on the beanbag watching TV.
We love the honesty.
So it was your coach, his coach or the coach's son?
Oh, the coach. It was Mr. Coach Gunn.
Oh, so, wow, you missed out on one-on-one time with the coach to sit on your beanbag and game?
No, I was watching TV. I don't remember what I was watching exactly, but I was watching TV. I wasn't mentally there. I wasn't mentally prepared to leave the house.
No, like, I can relate because I literally got into this with someone at work the other day about needing advance notice on stuff. So I'm with you on that because like I literally book out weeks, sometimes months in advance, like work stuff, personal stuff, just, you know, even time like you just to sit on your couch and stare at the TV. Yes. So I do get that. Don't call me the day of and act surprised when I say no, because I need to get there. But with something like that, where it has to do with like an advantage for my kid, I would reconsider. If her coach called her up and said, hey, I want to do a one-on-one with her, bring her to the gym on the court. I'll be there in 45 minutes. I'd be like, get your shoes. We're going. Like, I would take for that one-on-one coach time. Absolutely. A lot of people pay a lot of money for that.
Do you think it's unorganized on the coach, though? Like, do you think, like, logistically speaking, if he really wanted to put the time in with Ramon's son, he would have given him at least a 24-hour notice?
I don't think you have. It's fair to say unorganized. I think it's like opportunities arise. Oh, I got the field. let's take advantage of it. You know, I think it's more like, hey, this unexpected opportunity came up. Let's do something.
I just thought, you know, there's going to be more opportunities like this. And I'm like, you know, if you miss one-on-one, you know what I mean? It's not going to turn you into Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, but also, you say there's going to be more opportunities. How far in advance do you demand to be booked for these opportunities?
Maybe he gets the, you know, the idea and he's like, I'll tell him the day before this time.
Yeah, I've been in the, I don't know if the baseball world is the same as the softball world, but yeah, sometimes you get the field and you don't realize you get the field and it's a last minute kind of thing. And you're like, oh my gosh, like you're scrambling to get people there. But how long does it take for you? Denise just texted, I need at least 3 days notice or I will show up in whatever I'm already wearing, including pajamas. Pants. This one says, my wife plans our date nights a month out. I plan mine the second she tells me the date. So he did no advance notice needed there. What do you think?
Well, on weekdays, it's really tough because we are prepping for the show and we have like a certain time to get things done early. So if I have something to do on a Tuesday evening, like if I want to take a dance class, I have to plan at least 4 days ahead. Okay, I have to submit my topics by this time so I can get ready by this time. Like if I have something scheduled at 4 p.m., I'm not doing anything for anything before then, just because I need to mentally prepare for it.
Yeah, I get the mental preparation. That is definitely something. But like, what about a spur of the moment? Hey, there's a spot that opened up in this dance class tonight. In an hour, do you want to do it? Dance teacher you've never had before that you've always wanted.
Oh my God, my idol.
You have to go.
My idol. Oh yes, I would drop everything.
Yeah, you have to like live life to the fullest, says the person who wants advance notice.
Needs months in advance.
Exactly. It's Mix 94.1.
Hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
New parents, brace yourselves because science just confirmed what you probably already suspected. A new study out found that couples with a baby are arguing 3.6 times a week on average, which works out to 187 arguments in the first year alone. Mm. Now compare that to the 134 arguments couples have in the year before the baby shows up, and you're looking at a 40% jump. And then here's the next part that isn't that shocking. Two-thirds of parents admit that these fights are pretty dumb. They're petty, they're stressful, and they're it's exhaustion talking is what I'm guessing. And it makes sense when you find out parents are averaging 4 hours and 20 minutes of sleep a night, which is roughly half of what you're supposed to be getting. So you're not fighting about the dishwasher, you're fighting because you haven't slept in a couple of months.
Didn't you say that you and Matt fought like I wouldn't say fight, but had like a lot of friction during the first years of Sophie?
No, that wasn't me.
That wasn't you?
No.
You guys were playing all great and gravy?
No. Well, I mean, we're like any other couple. I'm not saying it wasn't like gravy, but like if anything, we bonded more because we had to, it was teamwork to make it
got
work.
It.
And so it wasn't fights. When she would go down, you'd be like, I got this round, go sleep. And then I sleep, I wake up. I'm like, okay, you can go sleep now. I got sleep. And so if anything, we were bonded more, but we were definitely like irritable just because we were tired. You know,
yeah.
That's a hard thing. I can't remember extra fights. I mean, but fights like any normal couple, you know?
Yeah. How are you and Jackie?
Teamwork makes the dream work. I had the 4 a.m. shift every night. And, but yeah, Mercedes said it was teamwork. And I guess some of the dumb fights would be like, I'll put on this onesie. Like, no, he looks better in this onesie, but this one's you know, stuff like that, like you said, though, just tired.
Yeah, you find little things to get irritated about, but I wasn't about to get in a fight with him because otherwise I wouldn't get my sleep. So we needed to make sure we all
choosing
got along.
Choosing your battles wisely.
Also this morning, Universal Studios Hollywood, they are testing out that brand new roller coaster, the Fast and the Furious Hollywood Drift. We gave away passes and it's just everybody's talking about it. 72 miles an hour with hills, loops, cars that literally twist mid-ride to mimic a drift. So it sounds like an absolute blast. I want to go check it out. But the problem is, and we talked about this earlier, that neighbors are saying that the screams coming off of that thing sound really scary. Like people are being murdered. Like an actual crime scene.
Bloody murder type of thing?
Yes. And
crazy.
So we talked about that and now they're finally doing something about it. Universal has come out and said, we are listening. And now they're going to be adding two extra sound barriers along with some adjustments to try to quiet things down in the area. The ride is still in, you know, the testing phase. So people are going through and giving it a ride. But like the official grand opening hasn't happened yet. And they're trying to calm down the blood-curdling screams every few minutes because people are just trying to like have dinner in their backyard and all they hear are people letting loose.
In that neighborhood, though, like, don't you expect living by an amusement park that you are going to hear screams? You're going to have a little bit more of that sound because of the location that you chose to live in.
I do see your point to a point. They've been living with it this entire time. They've lived next to Universal Studios, but it's ever since this new roller coaster came in that's making people go crazy. So maybe they're like, hey, I did sign up for near an amusement park, but not for this murder roller coaster.
My mom lives by train tracks in this small town she's in, and the train goes for hours. I'm telling you, the middle of the night, I'm like, how can people sleep through this? They've just gotten used to that sound.
That's funny. My Matt, he used to, when I first met him in here in Vegas, his apartments were right at Flamingo and like the 15 of Flamingo. And there's a train track that runs right behind his apartment complex at the time. And so whenever I'd like go or stay at his place, I'd hear the train like go by in the middle of the night. And it relaxed me. Oh. I love the sound of it. I don't know why. When he moved out, I was sad. I'm like, I don't get to hear the train anymore.
I guess there's a difference between the train sounds and the bloody murder.
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds. I get it.
Exactly. Finally, this morning, how many times do you use a bath towel before you wash it? Think about that. Over 24,000 Americans got asked this exact thing. And the top answer at 40%. Well, I'm not going to tell you. You guys
answer?
Tell me first. Yeah,
I would say 3 to 4 times before changing it
before out. Before using or washing it. Yeah.
7 days.
7 days. Okay. Yes. I have the same answer as one of you. It's probably not the one you think.
Really?
7 days for me, too.
Really? You guys do it in a week?
I do a whole week, yeah.
Doesn't it get a little smelly?
I don't feel like it does. I feel like when I get out of the shower, I'm literally clean. So I just towel off of the water and hang it up.
No, it gets wet. It's still wet. It can collect smells and stuff.
You got to hang it up.
That's a lot of laundry, though, if you do it like that.
The top answer at 40% was 2 or 3 times before it hits the laundry. That's definitely reasonable, but 20% of people said 4 or 5 uses. Another 10% said 5 or 6. And get this, you and I are in the same category. A full 10% of people are riding for 7 days or more before it ever sees a washing machine. Meanwhile, this is the one that gets me. 13% of people are washing it after every single use.
See, that's crazy.
No, that's way too much. And I have a friend, though, who has multiple towels for multiple parts of her body. One for her face, one for her body, and one for her feet. She has a towel for her feet.
I have a hair towel and a body towel. Is that weird?
No. I think because, like, what is your hair towel? Like a microfiber one or what?
Yeah, it's like a softer one. Yeah.
No, that's not weird. I think the feet towel is weird, though.
The feet towel. Does she have, like, a thing for feet? Does she want to make sure they're in tip-top condition?
Well, she's a Virgo, so I think she just loves to be over the top clean.